Rain totals in northwest Florida have been at zero, says Jeff Huffman, a meteorologist at the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. And that's doing a number on crops and lawns, as well as ratcheting up the threat of wildfire.
This ridge of high pressure has been very persistent. We haven't had a drop of rain now in most areas in over a month, and much of the panhandle now officially in a moderate drought, even some sections now considered a severe drought. I expect the numbers to continue to get worse in the next week or so.
That ridge of high pressure has been residing in the upper levels of the atmosphere. Huffman says that's what's been steering tropical activity in the Atlantic away from the U.S. coastline.
Remember, both Dorian and Umberto turned north, not able to move further west. So we certainly have had an absence not only of the tropical activity, but because of this ridge of high pressures nearby, that sinking air, that suppressing air has kept the thunderstorms we typically get this time of year from bubbling up.
The forecast calls for continued dry, hot weather at least until the end of this week. Huffman doesn't think the end will come suddenly, unless there's a tropical system that originates in the Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico.
Now, it is important to note that early October, as we have seen in recent years, that's the favorable time frame for a system to come in our direction from the Gulf. But right now, I do see some gradual change in the weather pattern that will allow tropical moisture to at least move in, starting potentially this weekend, but more likely next week.
The area most impacted by drought conditions in Florida is split between two forestry centers, Blackwater, serving Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, and Chipola, which covers Bay, Calhoun, Gulf Homes, Jackson, Walton, and Washington. Authorizations for acreage burns will not be issued by Blackwater, and those burning debris piles must have suitable heavy equipment on scene.
This time of year, we typically run into a dry period in October. September is usually not one of our driest months.
Ken Weber is Florida Forest Service's Deputy Chief of Field Operations for Region 1.
We haven't had a significant amount of rain in about a month in a lot of these areas in northwest Florida. Conditions are extremely dry. In some areas, we're approaching drought index over 600, which on a scale of 700 to 800 is extremely dry.
While crews are on the edge of their seats, Weber says they are ready, along with their next-door neighbors.
It is a cooperation between the local fire departments and the Florida Forest Service and the Alabama Forestry Commission, because the fire does not know any boundaries, of course, and we all kind of have to work together in sharing resources and be available to support one another.
Florida has pulled resources from downstate to the Panhandle to combat increased fire starts. Meanwhile, Weber is urging the public to lend a hand through patience by holding off burning yard debris and other materials until there's some substantial rainfall.
As the weather cools, people want to get outdoors and clean up. So we are at a point where anything outdoors that the public's involved with that could start a fire, you just have to be very careful.
Anyone who burns a field, grassland, or woodland without a burn permit may be subject to prosecution for committing a Class B misdemeanor, which Weber says could also torch your wallet.
And even innocent as it may be, you didn't think it would get away or get that big, the liability could be on you to pay for that suppression cost. That's another deterrent of doing stuff when conditions are just too dry to be doing that right now. Just wait on it.
The current dry spell is considered a flash drought, according to EFRN's Jeff Huffman, which is exacerbated by the above-average daytime temperatures.
Even though we're heading into the months of the year that are typically a little drier than the summer months, hopefully we'll reverse that effect and get some more rain in the next few weeks. We may still be a week or two away from our first fall cold front, but we know that's coming, so hopefully that will help as well.
Since the inception of the U.S. Drought Monitor in 2000 by the National Drought Mitigation Center, the longest duration of drought in Florida lasted 124 weeks, from April 11, 2006 until August 19, 2008. The most intense period of drought occurred the week of February 27, 2001, involving 39% of Florida land. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.